Okay, good Kaben Shah, everybody. We should be zeichet for a good year for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael. Could use one, that's for sure. Okay, Tem Gedalia, the time you save by not eating. I should learn Yirmiyah, a few prokem of Gedalia, they're very interesting. And the Mems, I think Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, very interesting prokem. I find most interesting Mem Hey. If the Gedalia is killed, and they come to Yirmiyah and they ask if they should stay in Eretz Yisrael, they should go to Mitzrayim. It's a fascinating pattern to learn. How can I have? It's a lesson for our day. They didn't listen, right? He told them, stay in Eretz Yisrael. The Kass is over, stay in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't listen to him. And they all got killed out. They all went to Mitzrayim. And they, Okay, we are learning Siman Chaf. We learned the Mechaber, and we're up to Rama, which is on the second side of your copies. The Siman Chaf was defining what exactly constitutes Bia for Isser Arayais and for Isser Yishal Baila, and making a woman a Zayna. There are many Pratim. So we had last week in the Mechaber the concept of Derech Evarim. Ba alachas miris derech evarim. He said derech evarim is when the contact of the man with the woman is not in a nekev, it's not in the hole in her body, it doesn't penetrate anything. So that's called derech evarim. That doesn't have a din of a bia. Doesn't answer a woman to a husband. It doesn't make someone chayav misa. We started the Ramah. The Ramah said there's something called bia shalai kedarka. So Ramon, the second side, Abala, Ben Kedarka, Meshalai Kedarka, Bia, which is Kedarka, which is the normal way of doing Bia, or Shalai Kedarka. Shalai Kedarka is Derech, the Nekev Achirayim. It's also that it penetrates the Nekev, but the Nekev from behind. So that's not, obviously, not a Bia that could have any shackles to having children. So, Pashtus, it wouldn't be a Bia. But for Mishka Ve'isha, we learn out from a Riboy that it's a Bia for almost everything. It's a Bia for Saraya, it's a Chiyav Misa, it's a Bia for Znus, it's a Bia, somebody mentioned last week, for Yibum, I think Reb Chaim mentioned for Yibum also, and it's a Bia to make a Zayna for Tefesa Kuhuna. Where is Bia Shalai Kedaka, not a Bia? Legabe Ksuba, you still get 200 Zuz, and Legabe Zayna, and Legabe Knas. If somebody had a Bia Shalai Kedarka, she's still a Basula for Knas. And the Hafla in Ksubis Yeralef explains, because those two things are totally in having Basulim, in the physical presence of her Basulim, of the Hymen in the Malkin Bia, and obviously Bia Shalai Kedarka doesn't affect that. So for Knas and Ksuba, it's totally in Basulim. That's why if a woman's a Mukaseitz, if she lost her Basulim, through Mukaseid, so she doesn't get Knas anymore. Because there was no Bia, but nevertheless, it's totally in Besulim. Well, the Gabe was totally in Bia, came out everything, maybe everything. When Marba, Mishka Ve'isha, that the Bia Shalai Kedarka is a Bia. So that's the Chiddush. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Ramah rather. So Ramah says, Kivan Shehere Ba, the Hainu Shehichnes HaTara, Chayav Aleha Misa, Ikaris. So that means that Ha'araba means not the whole Aver has to penetrate, even a small amount of it. How much of it? Says the Machlaikas here, the Taz and the Beishmuel. If you look in Beishmuel Gimel, what does it mean, Hichnis Ha'atara? So it's a very technical Machlaikas here. What Hichnis Ha'atara? There's something called Neshika Se'eva. Neshika Se'eva is the Eva touches the Guf Isha, but doesn't penetrate at all. That's not a Bia. What's beyond Neshika Se'eva? So the Taz and Beishmuel argue, Shmeshmol Gimel, it's a sort of a very fine line of a machlaikis. I can't imagine that we could figure it out in a halacha l'maisedik case, but anyway, he says, "Haynu shichnas atara, but mashemachnas ara atara ene elabasar v'legid." Before, when it's only the top of the aver, not the gid, not the guf of the aver, just the atara, the basar on top. So that's not bia. K'may shamru b'simin hay by kreshufcha. V'loy have a bia chenkasa b'drisha. So the shita of the Beis Shmuel and the drisha, that as long as it's the atara, that whole whatever it is, a quarter of an inch, half an inch, that's not called bia. Avlataz kasa b'simin hay b'tzad mayla shel gid yesh atara. Physically, a male has atara more on the top part of the gid. On the underside of the aver, there isn't much of a atara there. Basically, what the Taz says is, even on the underside of the aver, if it goes in past the PSD Atara, that's also Bia. So it's sort of a fine line in fractions of inches in what's called the Bia. I can't imagine that a Shaila could come up, even if she's a Zaina, and she knows exactly if the Bia penetrated this much or that much. It seems to be more theoretical. The Naidi Bihud in his Tshuva is Matzdik the Beis Shmuel, that you need more of a penetration. And in his case, where the Zayna, I mentioned the case last week where Russia climbed into the bed of a woman in an inn. It was a canopy bed. She climbed in, and initially she thought it's her husband, and his aver touched her. And the question was, if she became us, her husband was a kayin. And that was the case, difficult Shaila of the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda there said that according to what this Rasha said, as soon as the Aver touched the woman, his Zera came, Mirav Taiva. So if so, he didn't penetrate. See, it was Matthew, he said that you need some penetration, like the Beis Shmuel. And in addition, he said that only the Nekev of the woman is Aser, and the what he called Bein HaYerechayim, he said in the Gufi Isha, there's before the Nekev, there's another portion of the woman's body where the Eva touches it, but it's not a Hachnasa. And based on all that, he was Mekel. They view that as a true, but he goes through it sort of Baruch HaBitchaktana. Now, getting back to Fearing Geist HaRama. After the Shia last week, someone asked me why we trust the Edis of this Rasha. That's like a good question. Now, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying, you know, they beat up this Rasha? And then he said, what happened? Why are we trusting his Edis at all? Like, if he would have said something that asked us how we would trust it. It was it's a very good question. The way Rabbi Yehuda starts, the Tshuva, he says, even if we're going to believe the Rasha, then he goes into his Arichus. He doesn't get. He says, like, even Lefi Devarav, it was a very difficult to figure out why he's trusting. What? Yeah, they were beating him up. I think he would have rather said something that didn't ask her out to her husband. If I beat her up, beat him up less for that. No. But okay. What? He said,
I was guilty. I felt guilty what he did.
Okay. Anyway, I guess he's saying even the feet of Arav, it was Mutta anyway. See, it was Matter. Back to the Rama. Look, the third line: Ain Srichin Lirais Kimachal B'Shefayferas. Now, this is not Negeya Pashtus. He's talking about Chiyav Misa of Edim. Edim don't have to see Kimachal B'Shefayferas to see Mamish the Maisa Bia. Ela Mishiru Ha Edim Oisam Devukin Zebezek Kederach Hamenafim Neharogim Alzeh. He brings the Lashon HaTor. There are two Edim who see them. Kederach HaMenoafim. This is the last Amid Beis of the first Perek in Beya. In Makis, there's a Machloikis. If they have to see Mamish Kederach HaMenoafim. And right, Rabbi Kiva there says that I wouldn't kill somebody once in 70 years. So the Vandiyami have to see Mamish Kemachavish of Heferes. And the Chavis say, no, you don't have to see Mamish. Vo'isha neseres habayla, and if you don't see mamish, so it's negaya to giving misa, and it's negaya also isha neseres habayla. Now, what about the age? So I think we all had this in Shas many times. Isha gedayla shabala cotton pachs mi ben teshanim, a woman, an adult woman, and the bia was by a man under a boy, has this under 9 years old. Misa al yada. We're accustomed to this, thanks to Mishnah Nida, that a man pachas mi ben tes doesn't have a din bia. It's not shayach bia by pachas mi ben tes. How do you understand this? We learn this in the Gemara all the time. It's a physical thing or it's a halacha. When the Gemara keeps on saying that under 9 years old, it's not a bia. You understood it's like a physical thing that under 9 doesn't really have bia, or you think it's a din, it's a halacha. What do you say? It's a halacha. And I always learned it. I guess yeshiva didn't get into this too deep. So you think it's also it's nothing to do with the physical development of the body, and it's just a halacha. It's interesting. I don't know. In yeshiva, you always have the impression it's somehow physical that.
They put the children under the
arches, so
under 9.
Until before
the 9. So
because
while you're
carrying Yamav. That's right. It says under 9, he's the Cheskestar, Loyor Kerim Yamav. Takan, Parah, it says it.
Has to be carried, maybe? It's just totally
in the Kisha.
Carry, it says specifically carry.
It says carry, same, maybe it's not a riot that he doesn't have a Kisha. I don't know. Usually it goes together. I don't know. It rather says in Shulchan Aruch somewhere. You know where it says Pachas Meventas in Shulchan Aruch?
History is not showing a child at 18 years old impregnated a woman?
I'm not an expert in that.
Who is Dr.
It's brought one place in Shulchan Aruch. It says if in Hilchos Chala, if you take flour that was never Mukshel Kabel Tumah, and you make with apple juice, you have fruit juice, all that Mukshel Kabel Tumah, and you make egg kichel. I mean, today egg kichel is made with water, but theoretically egg kichel is egg and flour. So now you have to say separate challah, but it's not tameh. Even though you're tameh, you have now a challah tahira. It's like this esther like. What are you going to do with it? You can destroy it, and you can kain gadol is tameh, can't eat it. So it says in Shulchan Aruch to give it to a kain cotton pachas mi ben tes. He's never Tameh, assuming he was never went to Levaya, never an Oyel Ameh, so you give it to someone like that and he eats it. It's Taka Raya that it's something physical. So I don't know, the Rambam says, and I think this is brought by a few of the later Achrayim as a Raya, the Rambam by Hilchas Mishkaveh's Mishkav Zachar, the Rambam says that if the Zachar, the passive one, is under 9 years old, it's not called Mishkav Zachar. In other words, the active one has to have a kisha; he has to have something physical. But the passive one by Mishkav Zachar is under 9 years old, that it's also not considered a bia. But the Rama says by Bnei Noach who are chayiv mishkavei zachar, it is yechayiv. Again, by Ben Noach he says the chayiv mishkavei zachar would under 9, and by Yisrael you're not chayiv. That says in the Rambam, at least the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. So to explain this, they bring a Tshuva Sarash, it's Klat HaZayin and Tshuva Sarash, and he says that this is a din of Shiur and Halacha Meshem HaSinai. The din of 9 years old is a din of Halacha Meshem HaSinai, And there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Dalet, says, Makshina Nishkav Le Sheichev by Mishkav Zachar. And since Al Ashur of Shemesinai, that under nine can't do a bia, Makish the Mishka, the two to each other. So the same thing under nine applies Shurin Al Ashur Mesinai, and Shurin is only by Bnei Yisrael. It's the old rule that all the Shurin are by Bnei Yisrael, not by Bnei Nayach. And therefore, that's the Hezbollah, the Rambam, why he says by Mishkav Zachar, by Ben Nayach, it's not totally 9 years old, and Ben Yisrael, it is. This is part of Shiurin. So we have a Tumas Rosh who says it's totally in Shiurin. Doesn't mean it made all, obviously also true, the Gabe Tuma, unless Tuma somehow also is a Shiur for Tuma Saguf, I don't know. We have to get Dr. Babbage to be a Mavar. Also, we don't know if the Metzias is the same. So I don't know, but he says Shiurin Omer Shemesinai, and therefore it doesn't apply to Ben Nayach. And that's what he says about the age of 9 years old for Bia. There's a famous Chassam Sofer, relatively famous. He says about Bar Mitzvah, by Klal Yisrael we have 13 years old, 12 years old, Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. He says by Bnei Nayach it's even younger. He says by Bnei Nayach there's no din shiurin. It's totally in maturity. And maturity could be it's a younger age, and they have a din gadol even on a lower age. I forgot what he comes to explain with that, but some sefer says this as a rule, what? Is that what he says? Shtei Saras are defined? I don't know. He says I think maturity defines. It's a lot younger. He comes to explain something of Shimon and Levi. I don't remember. There's something in Sefer Bereishis. I don't remember. But anyway, he says this idea. Shurin is Alam Shasina is only by Klal Yisrael, and if 9 years old is that age, then 9 years old is that age. That is, of course, the companion halacha, which is the next piece of the Ramah. Then 9 years old is by a male, and 3 years old is by a woman. So the Ramah goes on. Ish gadol shvala kabos v'ches en chiyavis misal yodai niroli who adin einan neseres al baila. If it's not a bia, she's not neser al baila. We'll come back to that in the Beis Shmuel. Chekos of rabala turim har beidinim. Therefore, the tour here wrote many halachas emesech yavin misa eloi, when you chayav misa or not, why is he bringing it? The Torah doesn't bring halachas chayav misa. Nafkamina bizmanazeh. Be'eze bia isha neseres abayla. At which age a woman becomes asa to her husband. If it's a bia that's chayav misa, she becomes asa to her husband. He says, it's totally zeh bezeh. Ve'ayim bifnim. And look in the Torah, you'll see he has a list. That he is isha pchusimi bashalosh em biyasebia, a female under 3 years old, em biyasebia, the chol pchusimi shalishanim em biyasebia ubeserach b'sulei achayzrim. See, under 3 years old, the bia is not a bia, so she doesn't become asa to a kayin. Somebody who molests a child under three, in a way that would asa to a kayin, but she's under three, she doesn't become asa b'sulei achayzrim. And we have a Kabbalah that under three, the Besulim grow back. I fill in this Abra Hashanim, Besulei HaChayzrim. So Yushami says like this, says that it comes Adar, her birthday is, let's say, the 15th of Adar, and Bezdin comes, and they make Ibiyar. So normally her Besulim would grow, somebody's Bayil her in Adar. So if they don't make an Ibiyar, the 20th of Adar, so B'sula won't grow back. The Bezin says, the Sabra Shana, then B'sula HaChayzrim. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. I think the Goyin brings it here in the Gra. He brings Yerushalmi, the first wide line in the Gra. Ois Yud, Yerushalmi, Perakatik Suvis, Amr Ababin. He quotes a Pasik. Ekul Kim Elyo, Goymer Olai. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu from up high, He does things based on Klal Yisrael. Veskimul Shon v'yemelchad v'nimlacha bezdin v'ibru, and they made an ibiya besulim chayzrim v'imlav ein besulim chayzrim. God follows the lead of the bezdin. I don't think anybody ever experimented with this, but that's what he says. Kabal v'yadenu that there's such a mitzias when bezdin's ma'ab at the shana. Okay, so this is the din of 3 years old. The same shaila is 3 years old. A mitzias. It's obviously by besulim. It's a mitzias, or is it a mitzias, or is it a din assurance? Probably the Rosh holds 9 is shiurim. He holds 3 is also a din shiurim. Now all this to all of us, Baruch Hashem, is not so negel. I said is negel halacha as follows: the din of a giyayris to marry a kayin. What's the halacha of a giyayris? Now it doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash about a giyayris marrying a kayin. A kayin is not take isha. What does it say? Grusha zayin of a halal lo yikachu. Simin vav were the halachas of who you're allowed to marry. The kayin's allowed to marry. The Simen Vav in Sifches began that Eze he Zayna, Simen Vav Sifches, who's a Zayna. So it says, remember, a woman who's Mizana, she mutter to a Kayin, if she's Mizana, depends if she marry, if she's Mizana with
a guy.
If she's Mizana with someone she's allowed to marry, she's mutter to a Kayin. That's not a Seva Pnuya, it's not a Zayna. But if she mizana with a guy or with a relative, she's not allowed to marry, so then she's awesome. That's the rule. Then the Shulchan Aruch, when you turn page, turns, it says, Hagiyairis, Hamishukhweris, a film this guy over the Shtakwa, Pasabas Gimel Shanim, Hail Ba'ina Bas Yisrael, Harezu Zaina, Basura Lakai. It's a Rambam's Lashon. I don't think it's a Gemara, I think it's the Lashon of Rambam. Harezu Zaina. What does it mean, Harezu Zaina? When they're Harry Zuzaina, I think it's Lashon Rambam. The Gra their brings arrive at Hisig Olav. The Rivet is Masig. The Rambam says that a Geris is Aser because Harry Zuzaina. The Rivet is Masig. He says no. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. He quotes the pasuk is the pasuk besulais mizera bas Yisrael, that a kain should take besulais and buy mizera bas Yisrael. So the ragged holds has nothing to do with being a zayin, but just another passing at the Rambam. We generally pass in Rambam and Rivet. What does it mean that Harry's uzayna when she's a giyaris? Well, you have a choice. You can learn two ways. How would you learn pashim shat? I think we normally learn that we assume she's that she was Mizana. We assume she lived like a guy, she was Mizana. Every guy is Mizana. Not only that, whenever you have a girl that grows up in a Jewish home, she thinks she's Jewish. She goes to Beis Yaakov, and then when she's 18 years old, she finds out her mother's a guy. And she's she's Megayer. We had cases like that. So now she's not allowed to marry a guy and Harry Zuzaina. What does it mean, Harry Zuzaina? Is she not allowed to marry a kayin? So it's a challenge to understand exactly what the Rambam means. Harezu zayna, does it mean because she's a zayna and she's mutter or not? If she was, when is she megayer under 3 years old? Nafkamina is if she's megayer under 3, baby that they're megayer. Whether she's a asa to a kayin or not asa to a kayin. So it's a little difficult to know with any certainty. The Shulchan Aruch says you're a giyaris is asa. It doesn't make any chilukim, and so I don't know. The Rambam says asura mishum zayna, and the Rashba and the Ritva they ask in the Gemara in Yevamis. That what happens if she's Megayer under 3? They ask the Rambam. What happens if she's Megayer under 3? Now, what do? You have a Rambam, and you have a Rajman, a Ritva, who ask a Kasha. How would the Rambam answer that? I don't know. If she's under 3, if she's Megayer, then what?
Maybe he's
Muslim. So the Rajman is asking Bitviya. He says, Giyaris is totally awesome. According to the Rambam, it should be Mutter. Right? That's what they're asking.
They hold
it's a pashtus. The saying is a tmi on the Rambam. Gyeris is also tokai. We know that. Saying it a tmi on the Rambam. The Rambam says Hari Zuzaina. But what are you talking about, Hari Zuzaina? What happens if she's Megayer on the three? Well, so what does it mean, Hari Zuzaina?
Could we understand that it's really Peskin Zaina as opposed to Zaina Mamish? And once we have a
chazaka,
we say, like,
so, Becheska Zaina, we're going on now on Isidere Aisa. We're talking about Isidere Aisa. So we're saying, if Eliyahu would say she's not a Zaina, maybe she'd be Mutter. If Eliyahu could pass in the Shemayim. But if we know for sure, then maybe not. But Becheska Zaina. See, the problem is, Becheska Zaina as a rule or as judging this person? Then what are you going to do with this Yaakov girl?
How does chazaka work? Do we say, like, plug by chazaka?
Chazaka means we is an assumption of fact. It's not a cloud. You say you probably don't mean the word chazaka. You mean it's sort of a categorical thing. That's all. Chazaka is an assumption of fact. So if we know the facts not that way, so chazaka is used in many different ways, but. I don't know. Lamaisa, we answer every Giyaris. There are those who answer the Rambam. The Rambam says Hari Zuzaina. He says he means the Ravitz Pasik, Besula, Shemari, Besula, Mebasis, Mizere Yisrael. Everybody else is like a Zaina, like sort of like you say. So, but the Shulchan Aruch says Giyaris. So we ask all Giyaris. What?
So is the only kind God.
Besula is really our desert. That's why they wanted to be going to Sefer Yecheskel. It says in Sefer Yecheskel there are a handful of things that are not like the Chumash. It says there in Besula. It sounds like Lassad Lava, the kind will marry only Besula. It's sort of the Bayesh Lishi there. Yeah.
Here we say
that
the new entity.
See, Giyari, there are some places where it says Bekal Loyave Bekal Yisrael, like a Mamza Loyave Bekal Hashem. So we understand Giyari are not Kal Hashem. So a Mamza can marry, for example, Giyari. So then we understand Kal Hashem. It's clear. It's Mamaya. Here it's less clear. The Torah doesn't say anything about Giyari. It says Zayin of a Grusha Zayin of a Chalala La Yikachu. The Rambam says Hari Zuzayna. So if it means physically a Zayna, so on, she's not a Zayna. But so maybe we just assume she's a Zayna, but then because of Bas Gimel, that's a Rashi's Kashya. Rashi's Kashya.
As a separate category, so they don't make mistakes. Don't say she's not,
so it makes a lot of sense to say that we just don't want to make mistakes. But we're talking now about the Daraisa. The Rabbanan, I can maybe understand, we want to say totally. But in the Daraisa, if you're saying it's included in the Pasuk Zayna and the Chumash, it becomes a very, very difficult thing. The halacha.
I mean, if I believe that with the
whether a kayin with a bias, I think the malchus is only on picha. It says lo yikachu. I think malchus is only. I think Malchus is only on Kicha, right? Yeah. You wonder if she's ever in Aveira.
It's only the Shaya. It's only the Shaya Kicha.
Yeah, but when the Torah says Lo Yikachu, I think Malchus is only on Kicha. I think it's also in all cases.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say if you're from there's no Kicha, but Shema Siyuka.
No, it's the Isser without Malchus. I think, maybe I'm wrong. We can look it up in the Rambam. It's not going to say here if you get Malchus. It's. There's an Isser Zaina on a Kayim being by any Zaina. You mean, is every guy assumed to be a Zaina? I think by definition. I think so. Where there is a Tumul today in the Paiskim, is by a Muberisha Nizgaira. When a pregnant woman is Megayer, So the halachi is that Bezdin has to know she's pregnant. She has to tell Bezdin she's carrying a child, and when Megaya the child together with the mother, and the child has a din of a ger, Megave Yichus, has a din of a ger, but he's considered related to his mother. He doesn't have a din of Gershon the Skyer, Kukat Shanailadam, Megabe his mother. Not only that, Tosis and Ksubas Yud Aleph, I think, brings, if they're twins, it's a brother also, or a sister, they're related to each other. In other words, the birth that takes place later is considered a Yiddish birth. I think that Mila Leon Shmini, if I remember correctly. So it's like he's a ger, Legabi Yichus, he doesn't have he wasn't conceived, it was a Harasa Shalai Bikdusha. But Leitas Biktusha, so there's some combination. The question is if that's Mutter to a Kayin or Asa to a Kayin. I know there's a Tshuva, the Tshuva's Lahiris Nason, he was asked to Shaila, and at the end he's Makel, but I think he ends by saying, you know, something to the effect that you should ask others if they're asking to me or something. You know, if the other Rabbanim are asking to me, he's willing to be Makel. It's a sort of a mixture. It's a very, I'll tell you the truth, it's a very complicated, I'll tell you why it's complicated. What's the case? You have a woman, a baby, that conception was Shalai Bikdusha, and in the middle of pregnancy, the mother became Jewish, so it's Leidasa Bikdusha, so we do give Yichus to the mother. That's what it says there. That's what Taisha brings.
While she's pregnant,
she's the guy with the child. We'll give Yichus to the mother. Now this causes something of a headache. I'll tell you where. When you have a donor egg in a host mother, you have a woman who it goes both ways. Sometimes you have a firm woman who has eggs but doesn't have a womb. Some who have a womb but don't ovulate, don't have eggs. So the question is, when the biological mother, the DNA mother, is the donor, and the host mother is carrying the child. So the conventional wisdom in the Hashkafa Rishona by everybody is that the mother is the biological mother. What happens if we would know how to take it and put it into an incubator? So we wouldn't say the incubator is the mother. We don't have an incubator for a tiny baby. So the host mother, Pashtus, is an incubator, nothing more than an incubator, and she's not the mother. The mother is the DNA mother. I think that's the sort of the conventional wisdom. Those who disagree point to this halacha, that here you have a woman, a baby who's conceived by a guy and carried by a Jewish woman. But she was Megayah in the middle. So we don't say, well, the Jewish woman is just an incubator. And she should be the baby should be a total guy. We don't say that. Now the guy's missing Yichus, but he's a ger, the guy be Yichus. But we still say that the birth makes this his mother. This is still his mother. So this is the kasha that's asked. It's not totally a kasha, because at least physically the egg never came out and went back in, as opposed to a donor egg. But this is the case that those who argue that you have to be cheshish, the host mother is a mother, this is what they point to as a raya, that even carrying also could make a woman a mother. It's like way over my head. Like, how do you figure out how to deal with it? So, you know, I just look at the Pesach, and I think there's a pretty much a consensus that the biological mother is the mother, and it's a kasha. It's a kasha from here.
You know, then the Devarim, that even though he's carrying that, like, considered part of the...
The what?
Then the Devarim, that, like, both parts are...
So you have two mothers. I don't know, it's Tzitzeliezus or something like that, but I don't... Maybe you have to be machmer on both and say someone has two mothers or has no mother. It's not...
Does Uber Yerachim play a role?
What?
Does Uber Yerachim play a role?
Does Ube Yerech Imai apply? So that's probably, there are two explanations of why the tefillah of the mother is a good tefillah for the baby. Either because Ube Yerech Imai, or because Hainu Ravisei, it's not a chatzitza. Those are the two the two explanations that we find the Rishayim, it's totally Zevzev. Because we have a suffix, we pass the Levi Yerachimai on that. It's suffix Ledina.
Would you say Levi Yerachimai if it was something that was implanted?
Well, here we certainly say Levi Yerachimai. If it's implanted, I don't know. Okay, anyway, this is the case. The Beishmuel Hay starts up a little with the Brahma's notion, and not the Brahma's psak, that if you chayev misa, then you become asa to the husband. If there's no chayev misa, there's no isa to the husband. Rama said that's why the Torah brings these halachas. Why else would the Torah bring these dinim? So in Hay, he goes into a discussion of Aver Mace, of a person who doesn't have a proper kishui, and physically pushes his Aver into a woman, whether that is considered a bi. I remember Rabbi Yechazan was my Rebbe in Yeshiva. The Gemara calls him Mishamish Mace. Somebody does Hatashmish Mace. He was a real Litvisha, and we didn't know what he was talking about. He's saying, it sounds like Mushra Shmesh, you know, like you said, Mishab Shmesh. See, it's one shir I remember from years ago. And the whole shir, we were looking at each other. We didn't know, we couldn't figure out what he was saying. But there's such a thing as Mishab Shmesh.
Isn't Ha'ara considered?
So the question is, if it's called a Shachof in the Gemara, if somebody who doesn't have a Kisha, that's considered a Bi or not. So the Beis Shmuel, essentially, if you look quickly in Sivkat and Hay, he says, and hey, nearly who Adinah says, Akoch Labachol Adinim, because the Lichi of Misa Nesulabai, La Turkasav, Mishamish Be'aver Meis, Potom Emisa, Vineser Labaila, Bissimikovayan Ches, by Halachas of a Saita, with Marba, that if he gives a Kinoi on Shimish Meis, it's also a Surah Labaila. So we see that it's not Tali Zabazet. She says, Yepotom Emisa, which Nesulabaila. But the pasuk Atur Mishamish and Mesa Potter came beiva Mes the Chayle Mashre came the Perik Habal Yevim Tayay and Taisus whatever. So he has this kasha. They answer the Atzayarazim and Shosiakim answer that really Mishamish Mesa doesn't ask a woman to have a husband. It's only when he gives kinoi on such a man, on a man who doesn't have a kishui, then the kinoi works. But not that the etzem is considered a bia.
Based on the sperm, but Aver Mace.
So it's interesting, not really. There's a rivan in Taisa. I'll speak out in a minute. Pashtus bia is not tali in Haitzah Zera. It's tali in Hachlosa Sever. It's not tali in whether Zera come or don't or doesn't come. I think the Grismaisha is a Truva Lagabe Tfilas Ezra. If a person has what they call a bia veshta, a bia with no Zera. If that's Machayev Tefillah says, a lot of people who have prostate surgery, sometimes they cut the shvil. He has it feels like a regular bia, but no zera comes out. They have what they call retrograde ejaculation, and that's without zera. So it's a bia, gabe everything, gabe tefillah Ezra. Moshe says to be machmir on tefillah Ezra, and it's definitely a machlekes rishayim he brings. Gabe tefillah Ezra, whether that's called or not. I should mention, if somebody has leolaino, nobody should need it, but if somebody has this type of surgery, it can be done two ways. It could be done. If somebody has the shaya surgery, you should talk to a rav about it. Not to do the medical procedure, but to clarify Gabi the Zera. But anyway, this is Simen Chaf Sif Aleph, rather a technical thing. It does come up, the idea of a 9-year-old and 3-year-old, Gabi Hilchas Yichud. There is a halach in Hilchas Yichud that Tinaik Yishib Chusim Bashosh. The tinik pachas me ben tes mutal l'siachid imoem. The gazu elal yichud isha roi labia v'isha roi labia. So whether it's a shurin or it's a mitzias, it comes up l'maisa. It's not only that, sometimes you have a girl who wants to babysit. So a girl can't babysit for an 11-year-old boy. That's a yichud. If there's an 11-year-old and a boy under 9, so then he's a shomer, since he himself, a brother, is a shaymer to a brother. If there's a boy under 9, then he can be a shaymer. Or if there's a sister of any age that's old enough to observe and see things going on, she could be a shaymer. By night you need an extra shaymer because people go to sleep. But this is a nafkamina where a 9-year-old. There's a peldik aruch hashulchan here where it says tinaikis shipchusa bas gimel is mutta biyichud. He says except, listen to this, he says except if the father was mekabel kedushin for her less than 3 years old, she's an eshes ish, she's also biyichud. Under 3 years old, the father was mekabel kedushin, she's also biyichud. I thought 3 years old, she's not royal abiyah, that's why there's no way to say yichud. I mean, I saw in the shiurim on yichud by Shevet Alevi, he says, I understand. If the father is Kabbal Kedushin, she should be Aser. He says he doesn't understand it. But anyway.
They have different titles.
What?
They have different titles. They didn't each other.
Okay. Okay. I mean, if you have the shahada, you'll ask me. It's not. Doesn't come up, Baruch Hashem. So, okay, these are basically the halachas of regarding the definition of what constitutes and what doesn't constitute bi'ah. L'gabei, the main shaila that comes up is l'gabei answering a woman to a kayin if she was molested in any way. A sif bay is a not well known sif. We know that. Mishkav Zachar is a Issa Deraisa. It's Issa Deraisa for men and for women, and for Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Noyach. And I think it's something that we're familiar with. On the other hand, lesbian relationships are not so well known that obviously it's not Maisa Bia in the sense of the male who does Bia and penetrates another person's body, but here it's two women. So this mechaber is quoting a Rambam. Nashim hamisulalois. Misulalois, unusual word. I'm not sure where it comes from, but the Ramah says, or the parentheses say, pirish hamisachkois umischachachaisu bezu. It means that they rub the lower parts of the body one against the other. Aser mimaisei eretz Mitzrayim shuzarnu alav. There's a lot in the Torah not to do Kamaisi Eretz Mitzrayim. I'll read the pasuk in a minute. V'roi lahakoisa makas maridus. And people do this, the chayim makas maridus. Hayo v'osu iser. Because it's an aveira. Yesh l'ish lahakvin al ishtoi
v'dovazen.
What?
What maisa Mitzrayim?
What maisa they're talking about? I assume it means the lower parts of the body. They're rubbing the sexual, the mokim, issues one with the other.
You'd need Aiden to Hasra then, right?
Marcus Maridus, you mean? Yeah, the same as everything else. Yeah, Nachinami. Now, let me just finish. Yesh l'ish l'hakfir al ishtay b'davazeh. Don't think it's nothing. And if you know she's choshed on someone, they shouldn't be together. To spend time together. But important, b'shmol zayin avl einen neseres l'baylo. Like the sellers, the kayin. Women who do that, there's no consequence. That's actually machlaikis. In the Gemara, I think there's a mirafuna holds that she's neseris labaila, but we don't pass in that. We pass in eina neseris labaila, nifsal lakayin. And so it's a maisavera, but it's not, there are no consequences. The language of the Rambam, this nisuri bi a perichafala falachaches. Let me read the Lashon. Question is, does he mean an issa deraisa, or he mean an issa derabanan? The language of the Rambam, Mimaisei Eretz Mitzrayim, who, including Mimaisei Eretz Mitzrayim, who Shuzarnu Alav, Shenemar Kamaisei Eretz Mitzrayim Leisasu, Amru Chachamim, Mahayu Aisim. What were they doing? Ish Naisei Ish, Isha Naisei Isha, Vi Isha Nisus Shnei Anashim. So he says, Vafapisha Maisei Osir, Ain Lakin Alav, Shein Lalav Miyuchad. That's what I want to say. He says, Noshem HaMasalis Aser, Umimaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Yishuzar Nolav. Shenemer, Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Loi Sasu, it's a lav. He says, Ein Loikin a lav, She'ein Loi Lav Miyuchad. What does that sound like? Ein Loikin a lav, She'ein Loi Lav Miyuchad. So the Levush says it's a lav shebeklolos. It's a general lav. Lysasu kamaisi eretz Mitzrayim. From the Levush, it sounds like when he says that it's a lav shebeklolos, you don't get malchus. It very much sounds like he holds it in a sedei raisa. But in the Yitzhak Paiskin, they bring that that's Taka Levushes. It sounds like Levushes Kavana, but it's not. The other Paiskin disagree. They say Makas Maridus Pashas means an Issa Drabana, and Lamaisa it is an Aveira. It is something that's awesome.
They have crazy law now. The Supreme Court, the same thing, Maridus.
It doesn't affect us. Look, it affects. It affects us that the morality of the country we're in is rejecting the norms of humanity for so long. The norms of humanity, well, that it's not. But that's part of the part of Western culture, is that everything is good. Look, somebody, there's nothing in halacha that says that two women can't have a civil marriage. The question is, it's not marriage. We don't recognize marriage. We don't recognize civil marriage anyway. So, you know, she's not an Ashes Ish because there are two women who go to the county clerk and do it. It's, you know, it's an overall descent in morality that's taking over the whole country. That's part of the culture. The culture, the liberal culture is you try something. If it doesn't work, you try it harder. That's generally. Generally, the culture that's, you know, they, you know, the, after the war of poverty with LBJ, you know, before the war of poverty, most minority children were born to two parents. Once a single parent had financial benefit, it affected it. Rather than back off of that, you know, sort of double down on it, and now you have a society, communities where certain. I don't know if it's a majority, but a high number of them. And that's what happens. That's part of it. You know, they're having all these laws, the traffic laws, to help. The previous mayor was going to have zero deaths. And he tried everything, and there were more deaths than ever, except the corona. Very few people died on the roads, but the deaths go up because the drivers get frustrated. You know, you have suddenly a three-way light. And you go a short block, you have to wait three lights, it makes the drivers frustrated. So deaths don't go down, they go up. But you see, you make do it even more, you know, like. Anyway, that's not Simcha Chofei. What I want to tell you here is a rivan. Okay, this Nashon Mesailais, the Gemara mentions the idea, and this Nashon Rambam, that it's awesome. Taisus brings a rivan shita. Now listen to the rivan, and it's consequences. The Rivan learns that Nashem HaMesailais doesn't mean what we're talking about today, about like the Rambam holds that they rub their bodies to each other. The Rivan says it means that in Mitzrayim, after a woman had beer with her husband, she went to a friend and rubbed bodies against each other so that the zera of her husband should go into her friend. So to give a friend the ability to become pregnant without a husband. That was the Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim. That's how the Rivan touches up. This is what it's referring to in the Gemara. It says, Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim Leisasu. It means this idea of rubbing and putting the husband's zera into another person. That's the Rivan Shita. And again, there's nothing that changes in the Pashtus L'Halacha. We bring the Rambam L'Halacha, and this is what it says. This is quoted in the discussion regarding artificial insemination. That putting zera of a husband, of one man, into another woman that's not his wife. So there are those that quote it this way and those that quote it that way. There are those, the Yisrim say, that's Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim. To put zera of one man into another person, that's Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, and that it should be also. The others who say that no, that's when the Mesaila Zubazu, when they do it Dereschaik. If it's done medically, maybe it's different. So it's an application. It's mentioned in a number of the Tshuvas, primarily by the Yisrim, who want to Aser. And Okay, be that as it may. It's not, if you touch Mesoilis differently, so then you have no Makari.
Even she's not married. Even the second one is.
The second one's not married.
Even she's not married? Or all, even she is married?
So I don't know. I don't. The Lashon Rivan, I think, is just the way I'm telling it to you. I'm not sure. Okay, Al Kaparin, this is. Taisis there, Yevamis, wherever the daf is. I'm not sure which daf it is. But the. Gamzeshom. Okay. What? They're not a Sulukayin, that's Beishmuel Zayin. Beishmuel Zayin is very important. He says, Eina Neseres Labayo Veloina Sulukayin Baraba. That's how the Rabbah passed. Okay, so we've actually finished Siman Chav. Next week, every Sunday before Yom Tov, I switch off. One day I do Sukkah, one day I do Luliv. Which one are we up to? Anybody have any clue? Yosef could probably figure it out, but well, he did last year, but okay. It's 13 months. Normally we remember 12 months, right? 13 months. I remember. So Yitzhak Shem will do these halachas, and Yitzhak Shem Nachyantif will continue with Simcha Chakal. I want to thank everybody for being part of my Sunday morning. I want to tell you, we're doing this since I'm 29 years old. We're doing the Sunday morning shiur, which goes back a little more than a decade. And Rabbi Yosef has been recording it, I don't know for how many years, and putting it online. How many years is it that you're recording it? At least? Now you're doing more than 10 years. But I don't know. But now I get regards from Lakewood. They have a radio channel with Shiurim. And I was zeicher to be, I think, 8:30 in the morning when everyone's in traffic bringing their children to babysitters. So I meet people, they say, oh, I'm doing Hilchos Arlo with you, I'm doing Hilchos Mezuzah with you. And
We have to take care of
your voices are there, but not your names. I doubt they're going to play Sinachaf on the radio. Okay, especially when they're going with their children in the car. But anyway, Shav, a good convention. Thank you for being part. It's a very special part of me that I'm able to push myself to learn these halachas. I don't know if I would have. You'll only find it.